Okay, good morning. Today's daf completes the second perek here in Masechta Chagiga. And let's start again on the two dots on Yud Tes Amud Beis. Today's daf is daf Chaf. The Mishnah said, Atov v'chulin v'hurzak l'chulin. If somebody goes into the mikvah, because he's tamei and he wants to eat chulin, and his intention is to become tahar for the chulin. So if he's thinking about becoming tahar only for the chulin, that's what he said he's doing for. So then the halacha said in the Mishnah that he's still aser lemaiser. So tava lechulin, huchzak lechulin, aser lemaiser, he's still not allowed to eat maiser sheni. And if taval, if he went into the mikvah for maiser sheni, and it looks like Lemaiser Sheni, was thinking about Maiser Sheni, he's still usher in regards to eating Truma. Says the Gemara now, on the two dots, Mani Masnis, and who's our Mishnah? Answer the Gemara. Rabbanan, this is the Rabbanan, the Shani Luhu, who disagree with Rabbi Meir, and they distinguish Ben Chulun Lemaiser. There are two different levels. There's a level of Tahara, of purity for Chulun. There's another level of Tahara, another level of purity for Maiser Sheni. So if somebody was thinking about becoming pure for Chulin, he's still considered Tameh in regards to Maiser Sheni. Again, this is Dindra Abban, Midoraisa. Once you go to the mikvah and you want to become Tar, you became Tar. Midra Abban, there are different Milos, are different added levels. So now, Ema Sefer, read now the end of the Mishnah. The end of the Mishnah says, Big the Amma Aretz. The garments of somebody who's an Amma Aretz are Midras. They are an Avatoma Midra Abban Lefrushim for people who are prushim, people who are very religious, who are very careful about tumah and tahara. Big day prushim, the garments of the prushim are midras, are considered an avatuma, la'ochle truma, for those who eat truma. So that's a son of mayor, that's already like a remayor. The amar who say chulin and maiser kadadinu, that chulin and maiser sheni are the same level. Because if you're going to say that maiser sheni is a different level from chulin, it should have said Big day prushim, the garments of the prushim are medris for those who eat maiser sheni. And then the garments of those who eat maiser sheni are medris for those who eat truma. So that's really that there's a difference. So what's the problem here? Reish Rabbanan. So the beginning of the mission is the view of the Rabbanan. The safe and the end of the mission is the view of Rabbi Meir. That there is no difference between maiser sheni and chulin. Says, well, okay, that's what's going on in, that's the case for Eish Rabbanan, the beginning of the Mishnah of the Rabbanan. Say for Rabbi Meir, the end of the Mishnah is Rabbi Meir. And Rav Acha Bar Adra changed the Mishnah. Masnal B'Seif HaChamesh Mailos. He said in the end of the Mishnah, five levels. There's the garments of the Amaratzim, that's considered Avatoma for the Prushim. The garments of the Prushim are an Avatoma, they're the first level of impurity for those who eat Maiser Sheni. And the garments of those who eat Maiser Sheni are considered an avatuma for those who eat truma. The garments of those who eat truma are an avatuma for those who eat kachim. And then those who eat kachim, their garments there are considered an avatuma in regards to those for those who want to handle mechatas, the spring water that has in it the ashes of paraduma. So he already learned that there are five levels. Therefore, mukila kulik rabbanan, and the whole mission is following the view of the rabbanan that there is a difference between chulin and maaser sheni. Amari said, Shmami, no, we see from here, Chulin, Shinasu Altaras HaKodesh, a person who's treating his Chulin as if it's Karbanos, or the level of Tahara, the level of purity he's requiring for himself to eat Chulin is the level of purity normally required of a Kohen to eat a Karban. And why would somebody do such a thing? So Rashi explains, people who are regularly eating Karbanos, so they might say, okay, we're going to have our kashra standards or our tahara standards in our home are going to be the tahara standards of kachim. So even when we want to eat chulin, we want to eat just regular bread, we're going to require that everybody have the purity that would have been normally required to eat a karban. So Rav Mari said, chulin shenasal, taras hakodesh, kekodesh damu. Then those people are considered pure as if they were pure for a karban. Mimai, how do we know this? This is going to be a big topic later. Chulin shenasal taras hakodesh. midelo katani buhu maila. Because in this list of the garments of those who are eating, the garments of Amaratzim relative to the Prushim, the garments of the Prushim relative to those who eat Maaser Sheni, the garments of the people who eat Maaser Sheni to the people who are eating people eating Truma, the garments of the people eating Truma to the people who are eating Kachim, the garments of the people eating Kachim to the people who are handling Mechatas. We don't have this as yet another level. It doesn't say that the garments of the Prushim who eat their chulin in a state of tahara, just of tahara of chulin, are an avatuma when they to the people who are eating chulin on tahara sakodesh. You see that tahara sakodesh doesn't mean anything, or it's just the level of kodesh. So chulin shenasal tahara sakodesh are like kodesh because midelo katani bu maila, because it doesn't specify another level here. That the garments of the people who eat chulin in a state of purity, they are considered tameh to the people who are eating chulin in not just a regular state of purity, but the state of purity of kachin. Says the Gemara, maybe not, it's not a proof. The reason why it's not listed to say that the garments of the people who are eating, let's say the garments of the Prushim, the people who eat chulin in the state of tahara, are an avatuma in regards to the people who are eating chulin in the purity of kodesh, because that's already included in the other milos that are mentioned. It's included in the other steps. Because we're going to see later, there's a whole argument: what's the status of chulin shenasra al taras hakodesh? And therefore, didam l'tshuma, if the status is that they have the people who are keeping themselves pure, as if they were eating karbanos, even when they're eating chulin. They have the status of, garments of people who eat truma. Atani truma. Truma is considered a level that's mentioned here. Yidam l'chulin, if it's not considered anything, it's just like people who are eating chulin in a state of purity. Atani l'chulin, we already had chulin mentioned, because we said that the garments of an Am Haaretz are an avatuma for the Prushim, and the Prushim are people who are eating chulin in the purity of chulin. The tiny is linked in a brisa. Chulin shenasu al taras hakodesh, people who are eating chulin with the levels of purity as if it is a karban. Harehen kechulin. So that's like anything else. That's chulin. It doesn't mean anything. It's like they were eating their chulin in a state of purity. But their garments are still an avatuma to the people who want to eat truma right now. And it wasn't read sadakomer. No. Harehen kechuma. It's as if it's like the garments of people eating truma. Okay. Elas, the Gemara said, I'll tell you how my proof from our Mishnah is that chulin shenasra al taras hakodesh have the level of kodesh. Ela misefa, it's from another line in the end of the Mishnah. We learned at the end of the Mishnah, Yossi ben Yoezer, hayachasid shebekuhuna. Yossi ben Yoezer was the most pious of the Kohanim, and even so, said his Mishnah, his kerchief, if somebody were to touch it, he would say, the person who touched the kerchief would consider himself tameh, considers himself as if he touched an avatama. Because Yossi ben Yoezer wasn't keeping himself holy to the level of eating karbanos. He was pure to the level of eating truma, but not pure enough to the level of eating karbanos. So the level of purity for truma, the garments of the people who are keeping themselves pure for truma are still treated as an avatoma by the people who want to be holy enough to eat karbanos. Then the Mishnah said, Yochman ben Gudgada, Yochal Ataras HaKodesh Kol Yamav. Yochman ben Gudgada used to eat all of his chulin as if they were karbanos. He would maintain the standards of purity of karbanos. And even so, Vaisimit Pachto Midras Lachatas, and his kerchief was treated as an avatoma by the people who wanted to handle the spring water that had in it the ashes of the para azuma. So what do you see? Lachatasin. If somebody wanted to handle the waters of para azuma and he touched the kerchief of Yochanan ben Gudgada, he would say, okay, I'm tummy, I can't handle those waters. But if somebody wanted to eat kodesh, lakodesh, lo, he would say, no. If I touch the kerchief of Yochanan ben Gudgada, I'm okay. Because Rabbi Yochanan ben Gudgada, he won't eat chulin unless he's pure enough to have the purity to be able to eat karbanos. See, he holds himself up to that standard. He's treating himself with that standard of purity.
So he's pure, and this is watched, and this is considered something which is itself pure. So Amaka service, you see, the Tana of our Mishnah holds, Chula and Shinas al Taras Kodesh. Even when you're eating non-karbanos, you're just eating chulin, like Yochanan ben Gudgadah was eating chulin, but he was doing it al Taras HaKodesh, doing it on the level of purity that's required to eat karbanos. Kodesh Damit, that's considered like somebody who's eating karbanos. Okay, so that is the proof to this idea. Okay, now we're going to move on to another issue, the issue of Shmiras Kalim. What level of supervision is required on garments for these garments to be considered not tame? And what point do we say there was Hesech Hadas? There was distraction. And once there's distraction, there is Tumah, or there may have been Tumah. So because there may have been Tumah, you know, people are eating karbanos and things like that, should not be eating. Once they touch these items, they should consider themselves tame. Amar Reb Yonasan ben Elazar. Reb Yonasan ben Elazar said, Nafla ma'afar tohemenu. Let's say a person's kerchief falls off. Amar lechaveiro. And then he tells his friend, Tnali, can you pick it up and give it to me? When his son alone, his friend gave it to him, now the kerchief has to be considered tmeya. The kerchief is considered tame. And the reason why, Rashi explains, is because when the object is in somebody else's hand, I'm not paying attention to it. I'm not watching it. I'm not watching it because it's in his hand. And he's not watching it from Tuma, because he's saying to himself, if Zev told me to give it to me, and he doesn't know if I'm Tame or if I'm not, that means that Zev doesn't care whether the object becomes Tame or not. So now we have a Hesech Hadas. Nobody's paying attention to it. Nobody is watching it. And the people who are so careful to eat everything in a state of tahara, Hesach Hadas, once there's a distraction, people aren't focused on something, that already makes it tamei. That means already it's like, because if no one was watching it, maybe it became tamei. And therefore, they treat it as if it's tamei. And somebody who touches this kerchief now is not going to eat a karban. Amar, similar halacha. Amar, Reb Yonasan ben Amram. Reb Yonasan ben Amram said, Nischal fulo. Let's say it's not that I told my friend to pick something up. I mixed up Kalim shel Shabbos, the Kalim shel Chol. I wanted to pick up my weekday garments. And instead, what I took out of the closet I wanted to take out my weekday garments, and I ended up taking out my Shabbos garments. The Lavshan, and then I wore Shabbos garments. Nitmu. The garments are now tamei. This is a great extension of the concept we just mentioned. Here, I'm wearing something, and I'm trying to keep myself tall. But nevertheless, the objects are tamei because I'm not being aware of what I'm wearing. In my mind, I'm wearing weekday clothes, but really, I'm wearing Shabbos clothes. So that's also Hesach Hadas. That's also a distraction. And since that's a distraction, it's already tamei. Amazing. I'm Rav Elazar ben Yitzchak. Rav Elazar ben Yitzchak said a story. Ma'isa b'shtei nashim chaveros. There was a story with two women, wives of Torah scholars. Careful with all the laws. Shenischalfu lehen kleyen b'beis ha'merchatz. They went into the bathhouse, and Rivka took Shendel's clothing, and Shendel took Rivka's clothing. They switched dresses. And then they wore each other's dresses. But Ma'aseh lefnei Rabbi Akiva came before Rabbi Akiva. V'timon said, "Oh, sorry, the dresses are now tamei." Maskev for Rabbi Shaya. So Rabbi Shaya challenged this concept. Elmeata. So if that's the case, that if you take the wrong object, that's already considered hesech hadas. That's already considered a distraction, and not paying attention to it, and it's tamei with this tumim midrabanan. If this is the case, a person who puts his hand into a basket to try to take out wheat bread, but also the other pasaorim, and he gets bread made of barley. We're going to say that the bread of barley is tame? If you're going to tell me that yes, the bread of the barley is tame. V'atanya, we learned in a braisa. Hamashamir sachavis. The cheska shel yayin, if a person is watching a barrel from Tumah, and he thinks what's in the barrel is wine, and finds out what's in the barrel is oil, it's still Torah, milah tamei. It's not going to make other things tamei. If people touch it, they don't become tamei. Says the Gemara, okay, yeah. So you see that even though you're watching it, thinking it's one thing, it is considered watched. Says the Gemara, v'lit tamech, but according to your logic, that it's considered watched. A masefa, read the end of that Mishnah, that brisa, vasru milecho. And you can't eat it. So you see that because you're watching it, thinking it was one thing and it's really something else, it does have a tumma. Says the Gemara, am I? Why should that be the case? So I'm Rabbi Yirmiyahu. Rabbi Yirmiyahu proposes, Ba'omer, maybe this case where you watch a thing, it's one thing and it turns out to be something else, the reason why you can't eat it is not because it's not considered watched. It's Ba'omer, Shmarti, Amidavar, Amitama, Velo Midavar, Aposla. He is, whatever he watched it from, it was a good watching. Even though he thinks it's one thing and it turns out to be something else. But that case was where he said explicitly, I watched it from things that would make it tamei to ruin other things. But I didn't watch it from, let's say, a shlishi l'tuma. A shlishi l'tuma that touches kachim would make the kachim puzzle. But not so tamei that they can make other things tamei. So therefore, since he wasn't watching it from it being disqualified, it is, in fact, considered disqualified, and you can't eat it. Well, me eating it to use the palka. Ask the Gemara, is there such a thing? Can you watch something, say, I watched it from certain eventualities, but I didn't watch it from other eventualities? It's the Gemara, and there is such a thing. Well, tiny as we learned in a braisa. The braisa says, Hoshit yado basal. Let's say a person puts his hand into a basket that has figs. Basal al ksefa. And the basket of figs is on his shoulder. V'hamagreifa b'so chasal. And the rake, the metal rake, is inside the basket. Now they use the metal rake when figs glue to each other. They use the metal rake to separate the figs from each other. V'haya b'libo al asal. When he puts his hand into the basket, he's still watching the basket. He's thinking about the basket, keeping the basket tahor. For lo haya b'libo al magrefa, but he's not thinking to keep the rake tahor. Hasal tahor. The rake is the basket is tahor. Magrefa tmeya, but the rake is tamei. So you see that you could have in your mind halfway shmira. Right here, it's not halfway in terms of what you're watching it from becoming tamei. But it's halfway in terms of the objects that you're watching. You're watching the basket, but not watching the rake. Asks the Gemara, Hasal tar, the basket is tar. If the rake is tame, because you weren't watching it, Titame amagrefa lasal, let the rake make the basket tame. Answers the Gemara, ain kli mitame kli. Utensils don't have the ability to make other utensils tame. Okay, so can't make the utensil tameh. Let it make the food in the basket tameh. So I'm Ravina. Ravina answered, Bomer must be, that he's saying like this, Shmarti, even though I wasn't really paying attention to the rake, I was paying attention to it somewhat. Shmarti midamo shemitamo. I was paying attention that it shouldn't touch, let's say, a sheretz, it shouldn't touch a dead rodent. A tamei mace shouldn't touch it. A mace itself shouldn't touch it. I was watching it from those things that would make it into something tamei. The lo midavar aposlo, but I wasn't watching it to prevent it from something which would make it itself, let's say, disqualified to be used with other things. So I was watching it partially. You see that partial watching is considered watching. Ask the Gemara Mikol Makom, but even with all of this, Kasha, it's still a problem. We said it was Tahor Milatame. It's still a problem. It said it was Tahor from making other things Tame. V'od most of Rabbi Ravu asked another question. We learned, the story with a woman who came in front of Rabbi Shmuel. She said to him, Rabbi, my teacher, begged Zaharakti b'tzahara. this garment, I wove it, making sure that I was tahar. Once it became a garment, able to become tameh, I was watching it to make sure nothing became tamar. I know it didn't become tameh. I wove it in a state of purity. But below I believe it was shomer b'tara. But I wasn't paying attention to guard it to make sure it stays pure. And we told Bediko Shair Bishmal Botka, and through all the back and forth, the questions, Rabbi Shmuel was asking her, he was saying, well, maybe this happened, maybe that happened. Amarlo, she said to me, you know what? Actually, you're right. Rabbi, my teacher, Nida Mashcha Imi Bechevel. There was a woman who was a Nida, who while she was a Nida, attached the strings to the loom, and she may have pulled the garment. So Rabbi Shmuel said, Kama Gdolim Divri Chacham, greater the words of the sages, Shayom, as they said, if you're paying attention to watch it, it's tahar. If you're not trying to pay attention to keep it tahar, then it is tummy. And Shuv Maisa B'Yishachas was a story with another woman. She came in front of Yishmael. Amarlo, she said to him, Rebbe, my teacher, Mapa Zuarakti HaBitara, this mat, I wove it in a state of purity. The lo haya belibi l'shomro, but I wasn't paying attention to make sure it stays pure, but it was all pure. We tof bediko shayir bishmal botka, and through the checks that Rabbi Shmuel was checking her, Amrlo, she said to him, Rebbe, my teacher, actually you're right, nima nifsakali, there was a string that tore for me, ukshartia bepet, and I tied it with my mouth. So she's saying the string is not a garment. It couldn't become tummy. But she actually herself was a nida. So the worry is that maybe once three fingers worth of this mat were woven, when it is a garment that can become tummy, maybe this spittle of hers was still moist. And the spit of a nida is also an avatuma. And that was the problem. Maybe it's tummy. So again, I'm Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Shmuel said, Kama Gedolim. Kama Gedolim Dibre Chacham. How great are the words of the sages? Shai Omrim, because they made this rule. Believe it, L'shomro Tor. If he's intently trying to keep it pure and watching it from becoming impure, it stays pure. Ain't believable to Shomro, but if he's not trying to keep it pure, then it is tummy. So Bishmal Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Tzadok. I understand according to Elazar Rebbe Tzadok, Kol Achas V'Achas Ameres. Each one can be saying, Chaver Ti Eishas Ama Aretz, Umascha Daita Minei. Right? So you see that, again, it has to be believable to Shomro for it to be Tahar. The Gemara says like this: Bishmal Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Tzadok. According to Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Tzadok, that's what he said earlier. That Rebbe Elazar Rebbe Tzadok had said. Right, a story with two women who exchanged clothing in the bathhouse, and Rebbe Akiva made them tummy. Each one is saying that the other woman that they took her clothes, let's say, the woman who says, I took my friend's clothing, my friend, was actually married to an Amaretz. And therefore, the Amaretz wasn't paying attention to it. Rabbi Yonah Simen Amram Nami, according to Rabbi Yonah Simen Amram also, given the came of the Shabbos Avadushim were tfei, since Shabbos clothing, person watches more. And he was wearing clothing that he thought was weekday clothing, so he's not paying attention enough to watch it on the level of Shabbos clothing. That's why it's considered tummy. Came of the came of the Shabbos Avadushim were tfei, masach dai tummy night. El Rabbi Yonah Simen Elazar, his case, Navidlu Shimur, B'yad d'chavre. Why isn't it considered a shimur when it's in the hands of his friend? The case when his kerchief falls and he tells his friend, give it to me. Why isn't that a shimur? His friend is watching it on his behalf. Answers the Gemara. Amar Rav Yochanan, Rav Yochanan answered, Chazaka, there's the Chazaka. Then ein adam mishamer mashu biyad chavero, that a person's not watching what is in his friend's hands. Ask Mar below, is that really so? Well, Tanya, but didn't we learn in a braisa? Hare shahayu chamara vupala v'tunim taharos. Let's say his donkey drivers and his workers who are amaratzim are loaded up with wine that's in earthenware vessels, that's tohar. Even though he's more than a mil away from them, and they don't know if he's going to show up or not. Taharos of Taharos, his Taharos stay Tahar, because they're worried to touch it, because maybe he's going to come. But im amar lahem luchu, but if he told them, go, vani avachrichem, I'm coming after you, once he doesn't see them anymore, and they don't see him anymore, Taharos of Tmeos, then the Taharos are now Tame. So Maishna Reisha, Maishna Sefer. Why is the beginning different than the end? In other words, if a person is not watching what's in his friend's hands, so even in the first case where he didn't say, I'm coming later, once it's in his friend's hands, he's not watching it. So there's Hesach Hadas, it should be Tame. Answer the Gemara. Amar Yitzchak Nafcha. Rav Yitzchak Nafcha answered, Reisha b'metar chamar v'poal of lekach. The Reisha is in a case when he was metaher his workers. He took his workers, put them in the mikvah before he had them handling the wine. Yachi, if that's the case, seifanami. Even if he tells them, I'm coming later, if he made them tar, the wine should stay tar. And so the Gemara, ein ma'aretz makbet al maga chaveru. They themselves are tar, but they're not going to be careful to make sure a friend of theirs doesn't touch it. Yachi, if that's the case, reishanami. So in the first case too, maybe the donkey workers are going to let a friend touch it. Answers the Gemara. The first case, b'valahem derech hakalasa. He can still easily catch up to them and surprise them. So since he can surprise them, therefore they're going to be careful not to touch the wine. Yachi, if that's the case, say fanami. So in the end, also he might surprise them. Answers the Gemara. Since he told them, go ahead, I'm coming after you. And they feel confident that he's not coming right away. And then they're going to allow their friends to touch it. Since they're going to allow their friends to touch it, therefore it is tummy, because they may have allowed their friend to touch it. Hajan Allah ain't Dorshin. Hajrach Allah and Be'ezus Hashem Yisbarach. All right, so now we have a Mishnah, which we really should have had before. And this Mishnah is telling us that there are different standards of Tahara for Kachim and Chuma. Chomer B'Kodesh Mi B'Chuma. There's a stringency to the Tahara of Kachim more than the Tahara needed for Chuma. Shemat Pilim Kelim B'Soch Kelim. Let's say you have two utensils that became Tameh. You can immerse both utensils in the mikvah, the truma, when you want to purify them for truma. Avolil kodesh, but for kodesh, you have to immerse each utensil one at a time. Another law is that when you have a cup, that the back of the cup can be used, and the side of the cup can be used, and the insides of the cup can be used. So these are all considered separate utensils. Achorayim v'tochu beis hatzvita b'truma. In regards to truma, the back of the cup is considered one utensil, the handle is another, the inside is a third utensil. Avaloba Kodesh, but in regards to Kodesh not, if one of these became tummy, the whole thing is tummy. And Noseya Samyudras, if a person's carrying an Avatuma, Noseya Satruma, he can carry also the Truma, because he'll be careful that the Avatuma that he's carrying doesn't get into the barrel that has the Truma in it. Avaloba Kodesh, but then there's a special Chumra that in Kodesh you can't carry both. Another law, Yigdei Ochlei Truma, those garments of people who eat Truma, they keep themselves tar because they have to eat Truma all the time. Nevertheless, those garments are treated like an avatum, a medrash lakodesh, for people who want to eat karbanos. Another law, in regards to chatzitza, lo kemidas hakodesh midas hatruma. The law of kodeshim is not like the law of truma, but kodesh in regards to immersing clothing to be able to eat kodeshim, to purify them to eat kodeshim, matir, you untie the garment, to menagev, and then you dry it to make sure that there's no barrier, ubatvil, you put it into the mikvah. Yachal kosher, and you retie it with truma, but in truma kosher, you can tie it first, yachkach matvil, and then put it into the mikvah. Kelim HaNigmar B'Tahara, if the utensils at the very end of their manufacture, they were very careful not to enable them to become tahar, to become tamei, I mean. Nevertheless, tzrichin tvila l'kodesh, in regards to kodesh, you have to put them into the mikvah before you use them. Avolo l'truma, but not in regards to truma. Okay. And we'll pick up, as Hashem, tomorrow with this Mishnah again. Okay.